time machine, a magic wand, a globe made out of gold. No instructions or commandments, laws of gravity or indecisions to uphold.
Five for Fighting is very persistent. They just want to sing all the time. They were on the NASA channel. They were on the Weather channel. Because the question is really simple. What kind of world do you want? You know what kind of world we got. So what kind of world do you want? Doc Stump and I think that Sulfur could make a major change in that. And that must sound like Pollyanna talk. Well, it is Pollyanna talk. But if you see the changes that I've seen, the changes that Doc Stump has seen, and the changes that we've seen in our ability to communicate with other people. We're not always mad. Now, if Doc Stump's mad, he didn't come back. Are you there?
No, I'm not mad.
I'm so pleased to hear that. Yeah, you know, I sent you an email, and it was a compliment. You're not just another pretty face, you know. Here I am listening to you talk about something. I was saying, I've never heard about this stuff.
Well, you can adjust to your situation better when you're taking the organic sulfur, no matter what that situation is.
I wasn't really embarrassed that I didn't know about it, but it was a pleasure to learn about it.
What?
What do you mean, what? How does sulfur allow those wonderful lipids and stuff that Joanna Budwig was talking about, how they cells?
The free flow, it sounds difficult, but it's really very simple, the way Dr. Budwig explained how the quanta energy comes from the sun and goes into the plants. And that's why it's so important that you eat fresh fruit and vegetables. I should say vegetables and fruit, because fruit shouldn't be much over 10% to 15% of what you consume.
Unless
it's mainly to help your digestion, like pineapple and papaya. Between the two of them, it really helps the pancreas digest the meats if you do eat meat.
And why?
Well, it breaks down the substances to where they can get through the cells easier.
And I see, and I don't know exactly what those substances are, but they're sort of
whatever molecules you're dealing with. If it wasn't for enzyme activity, we wouldn't even be able to live. That's how your digestion proceeds. And people overload on meats, and they just don't have enough enzymes in their pancreatic fluid to digest a lot of meat.
People
that's why they get so sleepy after they overeat.
Now think about this. People who eat breadfruit, the Polynesians,
right,
and others, also eat fish. They don't eat a lot of meat. They don't have a lot of meat.
Right. Fish, of course, is a meat, but it is the best you can eat, really, because of the omega-3s in it.
And because some of the fish are big enough to eat you, and that always gives you respect.
Yeah, that'll give you, that's right.
We think we found a shark to tour with us, a big great white shark to go on road with us.
When?
Well, we'll tell you the dates. You know,
today?
We'll tell you everything right up front.
Oh, I see. It's just a secret, huh?
Well, no, it's not a secret. You just don't want to tell people about it before. And when it's really going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's the important part. The being that we, you know, we are, have been living an Audie Murphy movie since World War II, you know, it's heroic and patriotic to kill people. Woo. And maybe that's, we should change that attitude.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is really horrible in this present administration and in the state governments. They just don't inform the people of vital information for your very survival. Like, what is the radiation in Indiana today? If I was governor, it would be posted everywhere.
Yeah.
What the radiation is in every part of Indiana.
You know what?
How many people are sitting in those offices and passing the laws here? That's just like fluoride. Anyone with half a brain would take it out of the water supply immediately. They buy it from China. It says highly toxic right on the containers, and then
right.
they pour it in the water, and the little children drink it. And it's just idiotic. Why can idiots rule, and your sensible people can't do anything about it? That's what I don't understand.
Well, that's why we're here. Richard, that's why we're on the radio right now, paying the millions and millions of dollars to be on this radio station. You know, this is a valuable way to reach. You know, they tell us we've got 27 million listeners. I think they could be hedging. By the way, if anyone wanted to call in with a question, there is a request line, 208-935-0650, being that no one else joined us on the radio today, as they told us they would.
Did Jay Leno, did he actually say he was going to be on?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
And
that would be great if he'd come on, because he's good on investing. I know that we have a lot of listeners that, well, all you got to say to them is buy silver, because that's the primary thing that's going to go up like a rocket
right.
any day now.
Well, or you can buy sulfur. Then you go up
in value, too. That's
right.
You're absolutely right.
But
the dollar is going
to
be down the basement.
Yeah, sulfur has been the same price from the study since 2003. And so, and it's gone up in price, but that's, you know...
That's only natural, is it?
That's, you know, in the meantime, even though it's gone up in price, now, is this an opportunity? Is this a ROM, a manual opportunity to make a lot of money? Or is this a way to address, you know, the study people? You don't raise the price, you absorb the cost. And they continue to get what they've always been getting, even at the same price. Even that isn't changed. So we're not competing with people. You can buy MSM for $1.22 a pound. Doesn't work, but you can buy it. You know, so we're talking about a mineral that we can get back in our bodies that allow us to interact with the person next to us, not just a person across the planet, but a person next to us, and actually communicate.
That's right.
Not get in a fight with them, because they're a Romney supporter and you're selling dog, carriers for the top of your car. That's a Letterman joke.
Yeah.
And, whoever gets elected is going to do just as good or bad a job as we let them. It's the nature of the office. But it would be nice if we could elect someone who really was sort of concerned about the people. Have you ever heard of anybody called the people?
Well, it's an amorphous concept. It's like talking about a nation. I mean, you can't see it. It's an abstract entity.
Well, I can, you know. Richard L. Stump, M.D., retired, is the nation, the people.
Well, that's an entity. That you can talk about an absolute person. Actually, we're just walking molecules electricity, but that's still what we go on.
Are you familiar with Da Vinci's man standing with his arm out in a circle with a star inscribed inside of it? Are you familiar?
Da Vinci?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's an ancient. Yeah, that's... They say that he actually copied that from another artist.
Well, he was trying to figure out the numbers. He was trying to figure out what was the mathematics of the human body.
Right. That's what I say. Someone else had also done that.
Right.
Claimed that he copied the other guy's work. But it's a terrific concept.
When you're a visual artist, you can't help but copy anything you see. But the important thing about what I'm addressing here is that when you drink sulfur and set the glass aside, it grows crystals. And those crystals are very much like that image of man with his arms and legs and his head making a star.
Yeah, well, that's the Fibonacci series, which gives you the golden mean.
Oh, I'm glad you brought the... You know, we talked about the Fibonacci thing together, but not on the... would you inform... In 172 words or less, what the Fibonacci principle is all about?
Well, it's a ratio that they put it on IQ tests for one thing, like 1, 1, 2, and you add the previous two digits to get the next one. So 1, 1 gives you 2, Then you go 1-2 gives you 3. Then 3-2 gives you 5. See what I'm doing? And
yeah.
3-5 gives you, what, 8. And then 8-5 gives you 13. And 8-13 gives you 21. You just keep progressing up, just taking the previous two figures to get the next one. And it gives you a coil. And it's this Fibonacci coil or golden mean is in the structural buildings of the ancients. In other words, it's in the pyramids, in the Greek architecture, in the Roman engineering. And it applies in nature. Trees grow that way. This, I think a boy was about 12 or 14. He even invented a voltaic cells that are, they put them in a Fibonacci series, or he did. He set up an artificial little tree, and it just turns, the leaves are positioned so when the sun goes through the sky, they get the maximum amount of energy out of the sun's rays. Now, the great engineer did that, because that's just like if you go out barefooted and put your feet on the grass, you'll get electrons like you wouldn't believe up through your body, and it'll make you healthier. That's why it's so important to get up in the morning, go out and run around in the grass a little bit, make sure there's nothing sharp or something that cuts your feet. And every day, if people do that and just look up at the sun, hold their hands up, and do a little exercise, their health would go up a quanta. They'd probably be 3 times as healthy as you are right now.
And if they...
That's called grounding.
Yeah, and if they took sulfur, they'd be able to understand what you said.
Well, if you eat a good balanced diet and you get...
How many people don't have
the photons from the sun in the vegetables, pick them right off the vine, take them in and fix them and eat them.
In a lot of the industrialized countries in the world, and China being an example, getting to a place where you can put your feet in the grass is getting to be tough.
Well, you can do it. I mean, you just have to, like if you're walking on pavement, you're not going to get any benefit that way because it's an insulator and you just don't get the electrons from the ground. But it's so important, like older people have teeth problems, that type of thing, get your blender and get your carrots, pick them right out of the garden, get a small raw potato, just wash them off and blend them up and drink that every morning instead of eating all this box stuff that's not fit for man or beast. In other words, an egg, fresh egg, had chickens that have the run of the field because they get electrons too and they're going to be healthier and have healthier eggs.
Did I mention
as long as you can take them?
Yeah, did I mention Juice Plus Vitamins and their indoor gardens?
Indoor gardens are fabulous. And
okay,
that's another thing. You better start growing sprouts in your windows and any kind of food you can indoors because the radiation's coming down. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better.
But sulfur,
everybody listening better pay attention to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You need to be taking iodine every day.
And sulfur.
Right. But at the same time, there's other factors that your body has to have.
No, what I'm
sulfur, 6%.
Men don't need iodine.
It's a very key item. That's why Patrick keeps emphasizing. It's a very key item.
Okay.
That makes everything else go around better.
Because it doesn't hang around.
Right, it doesn't hang around. It's a structure.
You know,
if you want to go into a building, you have to have structure.
Yeah.
And it is a structural matrix, the key to all the matrix. It's a wonderful thing.
Well, it's a wonderful thing, but it really was taken away.
Absolutely, and we're bringing it back.
Everybody
listening needs to get some.
Yeah, and anybody...
They want to improve their health.
Yeah, and anyone who grows something's got to stop using chemicals. And that'll happen. You know, it'll happen because we're the motivation for what that drives the machine. We actually go out and buy this stuff. We're actually supporting China because we go buy stuff that's made in China. Now, you know, do we want to be nationalistic about this? No, but do we want to have our fellow citizens working? Well, okay, that's a good idea. So we need to make stuff that they can't make in China. you know,
we just need to make our own stuff. I mean, that's, the Chinese are growing their own food. There's no reason why we can't go back to where the 3 acres will keep a family.
Where are vending machines made, here or in China?
Anywhere.
Where were they made when you were younger?
Who?
Vending machines.
Okay. We got someone trying to get in, I guess.
Really? Who?
I don't know.
Who's there? Who dares?
I think it's just my phone.
Okay. Well, I've had a couple of those since we started.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know that. 208-935-0650. And, you know, we got some rock tunes we can play for you.
Right.
If you got a question, then give us a call. The biology of sulfur is interesting, and when it was taken away, it wasn't really immediately noticed because it was so subtle, and it's the same way it works. It's so subtle. But all of the stuff that's in the air in the form of chemtrails, and we have to assume that there's something in the chemtrails because they've proven it, so we have to assume there's something there.
Like aluminum.
Yeah, and they've been bombarding Chicago with chemtrails. I mean, Doc Mike is back from Norway with the stats, the proof, or something. I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and but I think it'll be interesting because he'll come from a country and a civilization that's really very different than Chicago. The circumstances are different, the attitudes about each other are different, and, you know, you don't have loan sharks in Norway.
Oh, they don't allow interest, or what?
No, it's the attitude. No one's going to pay it, because your friends will help you out. Otherwise, they actually talk to their neighbors. Heaven forbid.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Only a couple million people live there, isn't that right?
I believe, you know, the stats didn't pop right in my mind, so I'm not sure. I do know that they're responsible for some of the greatest indignities, because when the Norsemen left Norway and then they went to the British Isles and especially Ireland, and all of a sudden red hair was associated with the Norsemen, and there had never been a red beard before they did that. So,
Red beard was one of the original Vikings that conquered England.
I understand that, but
yeah.
his dad took home an Irish bride, and that's how red beard's beard got to be red.
Well, the Celts and Gauls, they conquered most of that area. The British are a collection of very different races.
Oh yeah, there's nothing truly British in the world except an American with a British accent. Okay, by the way, we haven't mentioned it. Warren Buffett, sulfur fixes prostate cancer even if you don't have money. And Oprah Winfrey, being that your illegitimate son could not get past the guards. We've had no one have cancer progress, or we have had no one die from cancer except two cases of intracostal lymphoma.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah, so while you figure out which of these experts are the best to go with, you may want to add sulfur to your diet. And as far as Mr. Buffett is concerned, being Berkshire Hathaway is in the business of making money, there is an opportunity here, even if it's only in their H&R, in their Health and Human Resources Department. If you have healthy employees, they don't cost you money.
Oh, that's true.
You know, I mean,
corporation be wise to...
Well, just, of course,
Well, they get smarter at their work, they'd be faster at their work. Employees, the smarter the corporation.
But integrity may infiltrate the corporation. Ooh, that's dangerous. A miracle on 34th Street. Somebody, they didn't have it, so the person at Macy's sent them to Gimbel's.
Right.
You know, we're a planet of human beings that cooperate and communicate and take advantage of each other's resources instead of taking advantage of each other. we cooperate with the resources or our talents or our skills, and in an interesting dance of fluidity, instead of some tarantella with a bunch of drunks.
Right.
And you know, I don't really know how many people are listening. The
I tell you one thing that we hadn't mentioned yet is that if someone really wants to get off alcohol and cigarettes, the organic software helps them. It builds a resistance to where they just really don't care whether they drink or smoke either one. They'll just stick with it.
Yeah, but the problem is we've gotten some calls from wives in particular who want to know what it is their husbands are taking. And I admit, well, they're taking organic sulfur. Why do you ask? And their response is, he's chasing me around the house.
Well, does he have a hatchet?
That
wouldn't be good.
Some people have called them hatchets. But so our advice is,
you're going pretty far there.
Yeah, you could take organic sulfur or learn how to fall down.
There you go.
Every part of our body is just cells fed by oxygen in the bloodstream along with the nutrients, or oxygen in the lymphatics. And, you know, and our age really doesn't matter. Other than being another pretty face, Doc Stump is 188 years old, too. He's really very smart, and, you know, and we keep thinking he's just another pretty face, but he really, you know, that's not the case. He was someone who has an interested mind, and I know he's blushing. Forgive me, Richard.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.